Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, people are mad, man. People are mad. They're banging on the castle doors, pissed off. Shout out to Anna. Tremendous caller. Anna in Fairfax, you call her anytime. Jeff, right to the front of the line for Anna. Nats have lost 8 in a row, 11 to 13, 1 and 9 in their last 10. I mean, I don't know. I only got to watch the very end yesterday. Was it a GIDP to lose a game?
Yep. With James Wood on deck.
Yeah, dude. Like,
and by the way, I don't blame Davey for this. He's trying to make a shakeup. You know who could have been in that spot if he would have been in his normal spot in the order? C.J. Abrams. Instead, you got Alex Cole. He tried to make a change, and he gets screwed again. Like, it's just, even when Davey tries to do different things, it's just, it's not going well for him. Nothing's going their way right now.
People are mad. My guy Charlie's in College Park. Chuck, what do you think?
Well, I'm not mad. I don't think they should replace Davey. Ted Williams once said, the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball, and I tend to agree with him. They're leaving too many men on base and not hitting clutch situations. I'd like to know what their team batting average is and their slugging percentage is. You know, you can't play the game for the players. They can say what they want about management and salaries and this and that. Davey can't produce on the field like the players do. When there's men on base, you've got to come up with hits. They re-signed Josh Bell, try to get some punch back in the lineup. That's been, in my opinion, their major problem the last 3 or 4 years. I listened to a lot of their games. They're leaving a lot of men on base. That means less runs. That means losses. Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call, Chuck.
Nationals are 22nd in batting average. In slugging percentage, they are 21st. They're not hitting. And he's not wrong. Runners in scoring position recently has been horrendous.
Dude, I'm not trying to be devil's advocate. If he's lost the locker room, I understand it. Who did you think was going to hit? Wood hits. Abrams hits sometimes. Look at this lineup. What is Davey doing wrong? Who, Leadville, who was the guy you love they signed that hit 170? Remember the guy they signed that had hit a couple homers? This is like 2 years ago. The dude they gave $5 million deferred to?
Oh, Joey Gallo?
Yeah.
They're still paying him this year.
That's like what they're doing. Who's supposed to hit? You don't spend any money. And then one dude that was supposed to hit didn't in Dylan Cruz. Like, if he's lost the locker room and the vibes are incorrect in a marathon sport like baseball, okay, I get it. But like, don't be mad that Josh Bell is being Josh Bell.
Yeah.
Like, did we think Jose Tena was going to turn into Brooks Robinson?
No, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, the team itself is not put together to win ball games, and I think part of that is Rizzo, but a majority of that is ownership, the fact that you're not spending to go get guys. And I think the coaching staff plays into it. It's all. Everyone deserves blame for this.
Nathaniel Lowe he's been in the bigs for 7 years. He's a career 267 hitter. You think are you expecting Wade Boggs numbers just because he likes Navy Yard? Like what the? Matt is in D.C. Hello, Matt.
What's going on, Matt?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's hard. It's hard following Anna.
Anna's a boss.
Stengel, Weaver. But anyway, I have to say that, you know, if Davey Martinez felt that it was right to give him a little smack on the snout, I think it was probably the correct move. I mean, that's part of being a good motivator of players, is knowing if they need a good smack on the snout. And, you know, baseball is a very, like, yeah, we've had a bad couple weeks. We've had a great May so far. We're having a terrible June.
Well, real quick. Before that Mets series, Davey had other comments that kind of went a little bit viral, more so just in the Nats community, where he had kind of alluded. hey, if things don't change, some changes need to be made. Hey, if the, and maybe talking more so about the lineup. I think that was his message to the players saying, hey, figure it out. I think this was more so not a message to the players as much as he was standing up for his coaching staff and inadvertently threw his players under the bus.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I suppose that's possible. That's reasonable. I don't know what pressure he's getting about bench coaches. We want to get rid of Geraldo Parra. I mean, I don't care what he does. I want to keep him. I get that. I just feel like, this team, it's young. There's a lot of talent there. But, it's like, is it this year or, should we have gotten the Jason Worth kind of signing this year? I don't know. In Rizzo, I trust. I mean, the thing about, it's fun to bash the learners, but look at this recent, we wouldn't have Abrams, James Wood, all these incredibly talented young players if they had spent the money. And I don't know if the learners are wrong about that. I don't know. I have a different feeling about it because it worked out so well the last time. I mean, they got rid of Bryce Harper. I didn't get rid of him, but they didn't re-sign him. And they won a World Series.
Yeah, but you also, when they let go of Bryce Harper, spent 6-for-140 on Patrick Corbin. Before that, you spent what was then thought to be one of the worst pitcher contracts ever, but turned out to be great, in Max Scherzer. They're not doing either of those things right now.
Let me tell you something. Just for Corbin, I mean, I must admit, I really enjoyed watching him pitch well last week. I was like, oh, my God, here's the Corbin that we,
Well, and that doesn't help matters, right? When you have guys like Eric Fetty came back here against this team, pitched a complete game, shutout, and beat this team. Patrick Corbin, he lost the game, but he pitched a complete game, 8 innings, only gave up 2 runs. That also doesn't help matters when guys that were here under Davey Martinez's regime go other places and suddenly figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that that's the case with not necessarily either of them, certainly Corbin, because I think he's getting up there, but... I have to interject a stupid personal thing. My mother passed a year ago, and you think about certain things come up, and you think about her, a dearly departed. But Eric Fetty and Patrick Corbin, like shutting us down in complete games or whatever, those are two times I was like, my mom would have been like, oh,
she would have sounded like Anna.
Mom, yeah, I was like, what is, like, Eric, she wouldn't have believed it. Let's put it that way. But
Thank you for the call, Matt. I got a boogie here. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. All right, last one. Kevin's pissed, too. Kevin, what do you want?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I just wanted to say that, I feel the same way Anna does a lot of times. The whole house gets mad at me. I scream so loud at the TV sometimes when I'm watching the games. But... the situation is just really complicated with ownership, especially since the old man died and left the team to his family, I think. The pie is divided into so many pieces right now. And after COVID, and the learners lost money with real estate. I'm not saying they're not still rich or anything like that, but there's so many people and everything that...
Tell them to sell it, Kev. We got to run. Thank you for the call, bro. Appreciate you listening, man. When we come back, somebody that's in the trenches, boots on the ground, Spencer Nussbaum from the Washington Post will join the program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.